وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity, and one of the best ways to know about Islamic values and ideals for humanity is by analyzing and studying the life stories and biographies of those individuals that Islamic sources introduce as the leaders or icons or examples for humanity. On top of all, it's the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Holy Quran introduces him as the example for those who want to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also in the ahadith and prophetic narrations of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that he introduces the chosen ones from among his pure progeny as the great leaders and examples for his ummah and his nation. So we were talking about this topic. A very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. We were in the fifth chapter, which was about the life of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba al-Islam. We were talking about the peace treaty of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba with Muawiyah, and we were explaining why Imam Hassan alayhi salam made the decision to sign a peace treaty with Muawiyah, in contrast to his brother Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who decided to go to war with Yazid. So we said that the conditions were completely different. One factor is that at the time of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, there were some people, individuals in his army who were ready to betray the Imam. And if he had gone to war with Muawiyah, they would have killed the Imam, and they would have, and Muawiyah would have said that, well, Hassan was killed by his own men, and he would have found an excuse to kill the rest of the Shia and neutralizes the whole Shia community in different parts, in different regions, and also eliminate other remaining individuals from the progeny of the Prophet ﷺ. So no one would have remained to tell us or to tell the history or to document a narrative that was in the sight of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So the stage would have been freed so that those people who would wave, who would fabricate historical narratives in favor of Banu Umayyah, they would have been the only voice in history. So, but then at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he made sure that he had enough loyal companions that would give him enough time to make a stance in history, and also people who remain to tell the truth of that story. So that, yes, there is a twisted narrative that existed at that time, but there were also existing a narrative that was a parallel narrative that was counter-narrative of that official narrative of Yazid. It was the narrative proposed and also advertised and promoted by Lady Zainab salamullah alayha and Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. So if a leader sees this, that there is this possibility and there is no other choice, yes, he chooses to fight. And we said that if a person gets killed in that situation, that is true martyrdom. But if in your calculation you realize that this does not take place, your blood will be shed in vain. It does not even get to wake up anyone. Okay, you see, the blood of the martyr will wake up people. And if it happens in a situation that is not calculative, it does not have even that result. So this may not be called even martyrdom. Martyrdom is the result of pure intention when a person is ready to sacrifice his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that if a person gets angry or loses control or whatever. No, no. That's the problem of the sincere intention. And also being a rational decision, not something emotional, not something based on the hate or anything. No, based on rational calculation, no other option is available, then yes, a person chooses to sacrifice his life, that is called martyrdom according to Islamic principles. We're going to have a break and come back to continue our discussion. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about, in Islam, we have exact definition of martyrdom. Not every case of getting killed in a battlefield or in Islam is called martyrdom. And there are different levels of martyrdom. Cases of martyrdom are even more valuable because they have more impact. But then it should be considered martyrdom in the first place. Then we talk about the value of it, or we talk about the degree of it. So we said that in the case of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, that option was not available. The option of Imam alayhi salam getting killed, and that would be considered as martyrdom because no one else would have remained to tell the true story of the martyrdom of Imam Hassan Mujtaba and to defend the dignity of the Imam as the leader of true Muhammadan Islam. Now, this was the main factor that would differentiate between the case of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But again, there were also other factors, like the way that Muawiyah and Yazid acted. It made a huge difference the way that Muawiyah acted with the way that Yazid acted, or the huge difference that Imam Hassan alayhi salam included in the peace treaty conditions that Muawiyah does not have the right to assign anyone as the successor, which he breached. And another evidence for the public opinion to see that this is a treason, this is a betrayal, this is a kind of fabrication from the side of Muawiyah, from the side of Banu Umayyah, it was documented in history. Even with that decision, you have some people, with all the explanations we had about why Imam Hassan Mujtaba made that decision, still there were people from among the companions of Imam Hassan Mujtaba that protested to the Imam, why did not you make a decision of war? Why did you accept to humiliate us? So they had this understanding that this acceptance of peace treaty is a humiliation to Shia community. Imam Hassan Mujtaba alayhi salam, in one historical account, he says, وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَعُونَ إِلَهِينَ. So this is a verse from the Holy Quran. It literally translates into this, that I don't know, maybe this is a test for you, and also this is a respite given, or short period of time given to your enemy. Mamata means something that they are pleased with, something that they're happy with, but it is only elahin, it's only to a certain timeline, okay? So historians and Shia scholars, they understand this, that this saying is pointing to Karbala, that this is some preparation. This is a test for you, okay, to test the loyalty of some of you, and also to filter those who are not loyal. which happened in the case of Karbala, those who are obedient to the decisions of the leader. And then, وَمَتَعُونَ إِلَاحِينَ. You should know that this is not something that would last forever. This is not the Shia stance forever. Shia stance strategically is that movement who tries to bring back the Islamic State, true Islamic State, not the Islamic State that was upheld by the rulers of that time who were only seeking dominance. They did not care about Islamic values. They did not care about the true original ideological revolution that existed, that happened. No, they only cared about ruling over people, whether based on pagan values or Islamic values. It didn't make a difference for them. But the strategy of the Ahlul Bayt was to bring back the true Islam, but that needed a preparation. And according to Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, this was the strategy of the Ahlul Bayt from Imam Hassan Mujtaba up until the 12th Imam. They were trying to find out situations and positions that could somehow help them revive that statehood of Islam. And he says there might be other readings of history, but this is how I read history, and I have evidences for this. So this will be a long discussion. Inshallah, we're going to continue this discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me of bliss for life eternal.